Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, War for Eternity, The Return of Traditionalism and the Rise of the Populist Right is a nonfiction book by Benjamin R. Teitelbaum that examines the intellectual and spiritual currents behind contemporary far-right politics. Rather than treating populism only as a reaction to economics or electoral strategy, the book focuses on traditionalism, a 20th century anti-modernist philosophy associated with thinkers such as René Guénon and Julius Evola. Teitelbaum uses ethnographic research, interviews, and access to far-right networks to show how these ideas have influenced figures, such as Steve Bannon and other international right-wing actors. The book is part political analysis, part intellectual history, and part cultural study, making it useful for readers who want to understand why certain populist movements frame modern liberal society as a civilizational crisis rather than a policy disagreement. Its purpose is diagnostic to reveal the deeper worldview shaping global reactionary politics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, traditionalism as an anti-modern worldview rather than a simple conservative ideology. A central contribution of the book is its explanation of traditionalism as a distinct philosophical and spiritual school, not just a harder version of conservatism. Teitelbaum shows that its core assumptions oppose modern values such as individualism, rationalism, institutionalism, and the belief in historical progress. Instead of seeing modernity as an achievement, traditionalism treats it as decline. That distinction matters because it helps explain why some far-right actors are not mainly interested in preserving existing democratic institutions. They often seek a deeper civilizational reversal, grounded in the idea that the modern world has broken from an older, sacred order. By presenting traditionalism in this way, the book clarifies why these actors speak in terms of restoration, destiny, and spiritual hierarchy. The result is a framework for understanding political radicalism that is broader than ordinary party politics and more rooted in worldview, metaphysics, and cultural nostalgia. Secondly, how esoteric ideas move from obscure theory into political strategy. The book is especially strong in tracing the movement of unusual philosophical ideas into practical political circles. Teitelbaum does not portray traditionalism as an abstract doctrine sitting on the shelf. He shows how it circulates through salons, private meetings, online subcultures, and informal networks where ideological influence is often more important than formal institutions. This helps explain how concepts like cyclical history, spiritual decline, and civilizational renewal become part of the language used by political operatives. The book suggests that these ideas function as an interpretive toolkit, giving activists and strategists a way to understand global conflict, migration, and state power as parts of a larger cosmic struggle. That perspective is important because it shows how esoteric beliefs can shape real-world decision-making even when they are not publicly advertised. Teitelbaum's approach makes clear that political movements can absorb religious or occult themes not as decorative symbols, but as organizing principles that help define goals, enemies, and long-term strategy. Thirdly, Steve Bannon and the translation of traditionalism into global populist politics. One of the book's most discussed contributions is its portrayal of Steve Bannon as a major conduit between traditionalist thought and modern populist politics. Teitelbaum uses extensive interviews and fieldwork to explore how Bannon and similar figures interpreted the world through an anti-modern lens that connects national sovereignty, cultural conflict, and civilizational decline. The importance of this section is not simply that it identifies a famous political figure, but that it shows how traditionalist language can be adapted for contemporary political use without losing its core hostility to liberal modernity. In this reading, populist politics becomes more than campaign messaging or nationalist rhetoric. It becomes a vehicle for a deeper ideological project that opposes human rights, cosmopolitanism, and progressive historical narratives. The book also places this influence in a transnational setting, showing that Bannon is part of a broader network of right-wing thinkers and organizers rather than an isolated American case. That global framing strengthens the book's argument that populist right politics should be understood as an international ideological formation. Fourthly, ethnographic method and insider access as a way to study the far right. Teitelbaum's method is a major reason the book stands out. Rather than relying only on public speeches, manifestos, or media commentary, he uses ethnographic research, long-form interviews, and direct observation of the social worlds in which these ideas circulate. This gives the book a more textured account of far-right culture than studies that focus narrowly on election results or policy positions. The method matters because much of the book's subject is hidden, informal, or coded. A researcher interested only in official party platforms would miss the conversations that happen in private apartments, conference rooms, and semi-secret intellectual circles. Teitelbaum's training in ethnography and cultural analysis allows him to treat the far right as a lived culture with its own rituals, symbols, and ways of making meaning. This approach is valuable even for readers who do not share the book's concerns, because it demonstrates how political subcultures can be studied as social worlds rather than as collections of slogans. It also helps explain why the book feels different from standard political journalism. Lastly, the book's warning about the spiritual and civilizational dimension of contemporary populism. War for Eternity ultimately argues that the rise of the populist right cannot be understood only through economics, immigration, or partisan polarization. Teitelbaum shows that for some of its leading intellectuals and organizers, politics is embedded in a much larger spiritual narrative about the fate of civilization itself. This is what gives the book its broader significance. It suggests that debates over borders, democracy, and sovereignty are sometimes driven by a belief that the modern world is entering a terminal phase of decline and must be replaced by a restored order. That makes the book especially relevant for readers trying to understand why some far-right movements are so resistant to compromise and so attracted to apocalypticer millenarian. Language. The value of this argument lies in its explanatory reach. It connects ideology, identity, and strategy without reducing any of them to a single cause. The book does not offer a policy solution, but it does provide a sharper vocabulary for recognizing how metaphysical ideas can shape public life and political mobilization. In conclusion, War for Eternity should be read by anyone interested in the intellectual history of the far right, the politics of populism, contemporary religious or esoteric thought, or the hidden cultural forces behind global political change. Scholars, journalists, political analysts, and informed general readers will all find value in its attempt to move beyond surface-level explanations and examine the deeper beliefs animating reactionary movements. The main practical benefit of the book is that it helps readers recognize when political rhetoric is carrying a broader civilizational or spiritual agenda, not just a platform of grievance. Intellectually, it stands out because it combines field research with philosophical interpretation, giving the subject a level of nuance that is uncommon in books about modern extremism. Compared with more conventional accounts of the populist right, Teitelbaum's study is distinctive for taking traditionalism seriously as an influence rather than dismissing it as fringe obscurity. That makes the book especially useful for understanding how radical ideas can travel from esoteric circles into mainstream political power. If you would like to support Benjamin R. Teitelbaum, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.